I came to talk to you, boy. Get your face out them pillows.
This must be the influence of that ludicrous representative of the law. He seems to have turned you against your own child. By the way, he has left, hasn't he?
Yes, and I apologize to him over the way you acted.
Mother, you are standing on my tablets. Will you please move a little? Isn't it enough that you have destroyed my digestion without destroying the fruits of my brain also?
Well, where am I going to stand, Ignatius? You want me to get in bed with you?
Mrs. Riley asked angrily.
Watch out where you're stepping, please, Ignatius thundered. My God, never has anyone been so totally and so literally stormed and besieged. What is it, anyway, that has driven you in here in this state of complete mania? Could it be the stench of cheap muscatel that is assaulting my nostrils?
I made up my mind. You gonna go out and get you a job.
Oh, what a low joke was Fortuna playing on him now. Arrest, accident, job. Where would this dreadful cycle ever end?
I see, Ignatius said calmly. Knowing that you are congenitally incapable of arriving at a decision of this importance, I imagine that that mongoloid law officer put this idea into your head.
Me and Mr. Mancuso talked like I used to talk to your papa. Your papa used to tell me what to do. I wish he was alive today.
Mancuso and my father are alike only in that they both give the impression of being rather inconsequential humans. However, your current mentor is apparently the type of person who thinks that everything will be all right if everyone works continually.
Mr. Mancuso works hard. He's got a hard road at the precinct.
I'm certain that he supports several unwanted children who all hope to grow up to be policemen, the girls included.
He's got three sweet children.
I can imagine.
Ignatius began to bounce slowly.
Oh!
What are you doing? Are you fooling with that valve again? Nobody else got him a valve but you. I ain't got no valve.
Everyone has a valve, Ignatius screamed. Mine is simply more developed. I'm trying to open a passage which you have succeeded in blocking. It may be permanently closed now, for all I know.
Mr. Mancuso says if you work, you can help me pay off the man. He says he thinks the man might take the money in installments.
Your friend the patrolman says a great deal. You certainly bring people out, as they say. I never suspected that he could be so loquacious or that he was capable of such perceptive comment. Do you realize that he is trying to destroy our home? It began the moment that he attempted that brutal arrest in front of D.H. Holmes. Although you are too limited to comprehend it all, Mother, this man is our nemesis. He has spun our wheel downward.
Wheel? Mr. Mancuso is a good man. You ought to be glad he didn't take you in.